Clean Path Pressure Washer. Steven speaking.
Hey, Steven, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. Another day in paradise, man. Countdown to Friday's on.
I hear that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I know we had a scheduled call earlier regarding Google Guaranteed. Is this a good time now to go over it?
Yeah. What is the, let me see here. Yeah, you could tell me about it.
Okay, perfect. So have you heard of Google Guaranteed before? Do you already know how it works?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what it is, okay, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, okay. The kicker on it, Steven, and this is really why it's so popular, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, you're not charged for the lead automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Well, how do you determine whether or not they did that?
Great question. That's the next thing I was going to go over. So every company that shows in the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google bots. So like an AI. So when they call you, right, if it's out of your service radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, you're automatically not charged for that lead. Okay? Now, if you set an appointment with them, like, you know, hey, can you come out Friday to do an estimate at 2 p.m., right? You would be charged for that lead. Or if they ask, you know, how much does it cost to pressure wash my deck or something, right? And you give them a quote over the phone, you're charged for that lead. So the dispute system with Google Guaranteed, it's automatically done. You don't have to spend your day, like, disputing leads. Does that clarify?
Yeah, it's just the thing is I've actually used a lead generator such as Home Advisor before.
Very familiar with them, yeah. So okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, the major difference between Google Guaranteed and all the other lead programs, Thumbtack, Network, Angie Leads, for one, you don't share the lead. So all those other programs, they send the lead usually to multiple companies. And for two, you have that automatic dispute system. So usually, Angie's, Thumbtack, and Networks, they charge you regardless. You can request a dispute, but I heard it's kind of like pulling teeth, you know? So in this situation, that's automatically done for you, okay? And you're not sharing the lead.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a couple requirements, though, to qualify for this program. So the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work, okay? So Google's saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if they booked your services through Google Guaranteed, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the main thing is they're telling that client that they vetted you, okay? So for your vertical, right, it doesn't show me that licensing is required, but it does show me that insurance is required. So is the company currently insured?
I wasn't told that pressure washing had to be insured. I have an LLC, so
okay.
Tell me, you know what I mean?
Okay. So let me do this. Let me pull up the exact requirement, and what I'll do is I'll email it all to you. Just so you know, too, we wouldn't want to sign you up for this until you have the required insurance, obviously, right? But just so you know the lead fees, and I'll send this all to you in writing, too. For your vertical, which just means category, the cost per qualified lead is just $21.33 per lead. Okay?
Yeah. This is the thing, though. Like, when you say sharing the lead, because mm-hmm. You know, I was with Home Advisor or whatever, and they put me through the, you know, requirements or whatever, and I reach them, you know what I mean? And, you know, where they hire independent contractor, whatever, what have you. They don't necessarily share the lead. Now, they send it to one person at a time. That person doesn't pick up, then they send it to the next person. So in a way, you could say that sharing it, but you all have your individual chance. It's like, for an example, I don't answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to provide another person that they can call. You know what I mean? It's not going to be just like a one-time shine, or else people wouldn't call no more because you only have one person per thing. You know, so in a sense, you guys do the same exact shit, right? And then HomeAdvisor also has on the disputes where, like, hey, they were just price checking. But from what you're telling me, you know, and that's something that we can get refunded for, but what you're telling me is, that's actually something that no matter what, I'm going to be charged for. Somebody's just calling to shop around.
Mm-hmm. No, you would be charged if you quote the client over the phone. And the way it works with this is, like, we're not sending you the lead and you call it. Like, the person's actually picking you and calling you directly, you know, on that Google rotating number, though.
And then let me ask you something, Kurt. One thing so, like, let's just say, like, with HomeAdvisor, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I have a gold star communication service that I earned and went to class for. I have a little bit of college under my belt. You know what I mean? A+ in English, 57, you know, back then or whatever, spelling bee champion, and had one of the highest closing rates. So that's not the problem. It's they were just people, like, for an example, were going on checking out some stuff about pressure washing. They kind of explained to me how it looked on the website, right? And the phone, they once they, like, pressed a certain button where they weren't even, a lot of people weren't even aware that the company, HomeAdvisor, was, like, calling me for them. They were like, oh, hello? Like, I was just inquiring about what, I didn't even know I was going to call somebody. Like,
right.
Do this thing like that?
No. What would happen is, so if you do a search for, like, pressure washing, right, you're going to have companies that show up at the very top that'll say Google guaranteed with a green check mark next to their name, right, when their leads are on. So what will happen is the person will pick your profile, and then they'll click call. That's how the call comes through.
Okay. So.
So it'd be very – I highly doubt they wouldn't know that they're calling. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, no, absolutely. No. With you guys, with that type of program, you guys, that's better. Like I said, with HomeAdvisor, man, they would just call and not know. They were like, I mean, they would do whatever they do where HomeAdvisor would just transfer them to me.
Right,
you know
because
I mean?
They fill out a lead form is what happens. But sometimes they don't even fill out that lead form completely, and they send it anyways because they're just trying to – kind of mass produced leads, you know what I'm saying? So with this, they'd actually have to, like, pick on your profile and call you directly, you know?
Yeah, what I'm just worried about is, you know what, normally what people do is they shop, you know what I mean? So
right.
They're going to be like, hey, what do you think you could do this? And they want to hear a number, you know what I mean? So
right.
What I'd have to do is just be like, well, I'd need to see the property, how much exposure it has, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to tell you one thing and then come, and then it's more than what you described, and then feel like we have to renegotiate, yada, yada, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I wouldn't be able to give them what they want to hear, and then in turn, that would just be, like, majority of the time, a waste of time. Then if I need to hear a number, then it's like, well, I'm getting charged for these leads. So if I give you a number, then you don't go with me. And then it's like, I was undercutting myself because I just started the business back in 2020. And I was like, everybody was tipping me handsomely. They were like, man, you were by far, by hundreds cheaper than everybody, you know, best price. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, it was like, so I was closing on the lead. So I should be, so if I'm giving them a low price, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm giving it to them straight. I'm being honest, letting them know that, you know, I guarantee my work or whatever.
And they don't, they choose not to, like, let's say, go with me or whatever, like, have me do the work or whatever. It's majority of it is because they're shopping. You know what I mean? They want to double check real quick. You know what I mean? With other people. So, I'm thinking of ways to have to work around that. If there's nothing that you guys could do, maybe I'd be able to tell them, like, hey, look, go get some bids first and let me be your last guy. Then I'll tell you because I'm going to beat everybody. You know what I mean? Let's just say that. I just don't want to say a number. And they're like, okay, thanks. Call you back. I'm going to go check with five other people. You know what I mean?
Right, because that does happen 100%. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, like, with Google Guaranteed, because it's like an AI. They can't, like, you know, like, they just make those parameters that way. I wish they would take the quote part out, you know, but I have no power to make them change that, right, in terms of what they consider qualified or unqualified. So just to be, like, fully transparent, like, if you do quote them over the phone, and we, you know, like, I have, for example, an appliance repair guy who, he was worried about that too. So, like, on his profile, we put, there's a $75, what do you call it, diagnostic fee. So what would happen a lot is they just wouldn't even call if they weren't cool with that $75 fee. Because in his situation, he was worried about them just not even wanting to do the diagnostic fee, you know? So your concern is completely valid, and I understand it 100%. You know, so if that did happen and you quote them, right, you would be charged, or if an appointment is set, right? And, you know, it's not perfect, but it is the best one around right now in terms of lead programs go, you know? Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know, you know what I mean? I actually, like, if you know, for me, Home Advisor worked. I caught COVID, so I got behind it back then, and I had to just cancel everything and then went into, you know, doing other things, you know, because a lot of people didn't want to come in contact with, you know, with people coming around when the COVID first hit. They didn't know how, crazy it was, you know.
It was crazy when it first hit, for sure. All the toilet paper was gone in the water.
So they were so, you know, they didn't want to be around people, and it just super slowed down. But I ain't even going to lie, like, I would believe that the ratings Home Advisor have kind of suck, considering in order for it to benefit somebody paying them, they have to have good speech, you know, kind of a spiel. You know, they have to have, you know how to close. The majority of people don't know how to close. You know, so if I know how to close, okay, so that it was actually good for me. You know what I mean? Especially considering they have the option of when you want to dispute a charge, there's like several different, I think it's about five, well, it was a few years ago, five different things that you could pick, and one of them was they were just price checking.
Right. Okay.
So
it's good information for me to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wouldn't get charged for what you guys are charging.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's kind of like, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to, now that I know that, there's nothing you could do about it, you said?
No, there's nothing. Like, for example, there's certain verticals, too, that we've been asking for them to implement, like solar panels, also concrete, you know? And it's just for them to make a change, it just takes a long time. So if it ever even does change where they take the price quote out, I couldn't tell you when. I couldn't tell you if it even is going to happen, you know. But currently, the way it works is if you do quote them, you are charged for that lead, you know.
Yeah, and don't let me be honest with you.
Please.
The prices variate with the pressure washing. It's not one set price.
Right.
So
right. I've heard that.
And then, you know, where there's pros and cons to that with Home Advisor as well. Because let's just say
they're doing it based on demographic, you know what I mean? Like, oh, this is a rich area.
Right.
You know what I mean? The dress that we're patching him in with, so let's charge more.
Right.
When
right.
a lot of people, the reason why they're rich is because they're very frugal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So right.
You end up getting charged for, you know what I mean, a lead that isn't worth it, you know? And those would be things that I didn't like with Home Advisor, but yeah, definitely if that's, so yeah, I don't know, man, it might still be worth it with you guys because the leads, if it's just a set rate, you know?
It is.
Yeah. Or whatever. And, you know, I just don't know how many people call you guys or how that's working, how the logistic, you know what I mean? Like, what's it looking like as far as, you know, how it goes? Because they kind of, like, went like this with Home Advisor. They're like, okay, how many leads do you want? You know, because how many can you take? Because we're going to charge this much. How much do you want to spend per week? You know what I mean? They kind of
right.
did that. So how does it work with you guys?
So Google requires from us a minimum budget of 13 leads. That's like the minimum that they require from us. So basically at your $21.33 per lead, your minimum budget requirement would be $279. Now,
but let me ask you something. Is that per week?
That's a month. The minimum budget for a month is 13 leads. Now I have a guy in New York that takes on 200 leads a month. I have another guy in Texas that takes on 100. So, you know, you could set what you want. And here's the thing, right? You have a rollover too. So like, for example, I'll just use the minimum budget as an example first. So let's say you do the minimum budget at 13 leads for $279. And I'm just going to use one lead to make the math easier on me. So let's say you take on one qualified lead, decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say that's all you got that month. Well, your remaining balance transfers to the next month. So you're not charged $279 the next month. You're charged for that one lead you took on, the $21.33. Does that kind of make sense?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Right. And we don't charge any lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guarantee application process. That's where we submit your insurance. Google does also require a background check on any face-to-face employees. So what we send in writing is that timeline can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these up here, though. Usually when you get everything to us ASAP, like day one, you know, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks to get you approved. You know, we do charge though a one-time application/management fee. So it's not like a renewal fee, like with other lead programs, like you pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That's for $250.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is good that I know the details now. Let's go ahead and, let me see then, now that I know, what's it going to be, $250 and then minimum $279 per month, right? And that's for 13 leads, so you figure about 3 leads per week.
Yeah, exactly. Correct. And again, though, you'll want the – I sent you all the requirements too. So basically, I sent you an email titled Google Guaranteed. It'll have like everything in there on what's included, yada, yada. But what I did is I responded to that email with your vertical, what the cost per lead is, the minimum budget requirement, and then I did like a snippet, like a photo of what Google's requiring for your insurance. So before even starting this, you'll want to have that insurance so you don't delay the process. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was weird because I went with Home Advisor, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an LLC, I was accepted, you know.
Yeah. So the thing with Home Advisor is it's they're their like own entity, right? So like they can approve whatever basically. But with sometimes they'll put on their unlicensed contractor too, which I think looks really weird. But on Google Guaranteed, though, we have to go off of like what they're requiring in the area. So like for the Northern California area though, it's not requiring a license, like a specific type of license, but it is requiring, liability insurance. So you don't need like workman's comp or anything like that. But the requirement it's showing me is for a minimum of $250,000. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it's that's what I thought the LLC covered, the limited liability. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So so what it's gonna be is because you could check with who you got your LLC through as well. But what it's gonna be is it's called an accord document that Google wants to see, ACORD. And basically, it shows, like, your insurance amount, your business name, like, all that good stuff. So if you don't have the accord document, right, which all insurance companies provide, it won't get approved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have all my documents. I can't recall of whether or not maybe I gave them something where they were able to look that up.
Yeah, So if where you got licensed, where you got the limited liability on the company, what you would do is just contact them and ask them, hey, can you guys provide me with an accord document? You know, and what I can do too, I'll send you over via text and I'll put it in the email to you, the actual application for Google Guaranteed. That way, because in there, they have an example of what the accord document looks like, you know?
Okay, yeah, because I actually have, I'll go look at my my folder there and see, it's actually labeled what they sent it to me when I got the LLC a few years ago, and it might just be in there.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, you know? But typically, when I've talked to clients that have gotten LLC to you, and even, like, if they're incorporated or whatever it is, usually they have a separate insurance company too. Now it's dependent off the vertical and the area. Like some categories, right, don't require insurance, but this specific one does. So sure, let me send you that application to you via text. Don't worry about filling it out right now because you won't need to do that until you get going on it. But this way you can just see that accord document and you have something to reference, you know?
I'm gonna go look at it right now. Actually, perfect. That's weird. You said that they for pressure washing.
Yeah. So pressure washing is different. So it goes under. It's a subcategory in the window cleaning vertical. Is the way we do it. So basically, to give you an example, right? Like I have painters that are on Google Guaranteed. Painting doesn't have its own vertical. It's under the handyman vertical, and we turn the painting leads on. So it's the same thing with pressure washing. We put you in the window cleaning vertical, and we turn the pressure washing leads on. That's how that works, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah. Just to give you, like, some more info on this, too, like, Google Guaranteed, it's a newer program. Like, it's been around 4 years now, but it really took off, like, 2 years ago. The good thing about that is it's, like, it's not overly saturated, too. Like, a lot of companies don't even know what it is when I talk to them about it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, just a moment here. I actually have it upstairs.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe they did ask me for it. I probably have it right here. Let me see. And they just and I didn't know that it was the insurance. I thought that I don't know why, but I guess I thought I was covered through the LLC somehow.
Here, let me. I just copied the image to you, so I'm gonna reply to the email again with that image so you can see it. Don't worry about the amount on there. It's just a sample.
No, I'm here about first page search results in the Google Guaranteed section. Google guarantees your client up to 2,000.
Yeah.
Up to 2,000 what? I don't get that.
$2,000. So what Google is saying is if you're Google Guaranteed verified, and let's say I'm a client and I book your services, right? I know you wouldn't do this, but let's say you come and you break my deck or something. Like, I don't know, you put a hole in my roof or something, right? Like, Google insures that client up to $2,000 for a lifetime if they booked you through Google Guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So let me see.
They say a lifetime, though, but if, you go out there and you pressure wash and – let's say 10 years later they got a hole in their roof, Google's not going to cover them, you know? Like, but it just kind of assures your client, like, oh, man, Google's guaranteeing this company's work, you know?
Yeah.
But in the reply, I replied to the email twice. On the second reply, you're going to see the sample of the actual Accord document. That way, because that's the exact type of document that Google wants to see for the insurance.
So it's the more recent email you sent me, basically.
Yes, it'll be like a reply to the email. So the most recent one, it'll show like the example of the actual document.
Okay, let me see. Where would that be at?
You might have to, so when you open the email, there's like three little dots to show the content. So if you click on that, it should pull up the sample.
Oh, it says sample. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it says sample on it.
Okay. Certificate of Liability Insurance. Yes. Accord.
Correct. Okay. And then all insurance companies provide it. So, like, I've had clients that they didn't have that actual document, but they had the insurance, so they just call their insurance company and they shoot it right over to them, you know?
Yeah, so do you know how they go about getting it? How do I know if I don't have – so when you get an LLC, you don't automatically – you're not an
insurer. I don't believe so. I'm not positive because I haven't, like, opened up my own LLC, you know? But from the clients that I've talked to, because I've had clients that have an LLC, but they don't have the insurance. So they had to go out and get it, or they were just like, you know, I'll just pass on it type of thing, you know? But what do you call it? I don't believe when you open an LLC, you automatically get insured, you know, with like the liability or whatnot.
Yeah. So how do you get insured though?
Just insurance companies. So you could look up like business insurance or whatnot. I know, I have clients that use, Progressive. There's like tons and tons of them. We don't really refer like, specific insurance companies out. We just don't do that here. But, if you even just Googled like business insurance companies, and I would definitely like shop around too, because I've had clients go through that process to get insured. And they just go with like the best deal, you know, but you don't need workman's comp. You don't need, any of that. All you need is, in the second reply I did, I put Google's actual message for, the insurance requirement. You need a minimum of $250,000 coverage.
Okay.
Which is usually, it's really low. Like a lot of clients I have, they have like $1 million or $2 million or whatever. Like $250,000, it shouldn't be that much of a monthly or biannual or whatever you're paying for, you know, for the insurance.
So would you happen to have an – okay, you wouldn't know how much they're paying for it though or nothing, huh?
No, I'm not too positive. You know, I talk to clients and they mention like, oh, I pay like $60 a month or whatever, but I don't know exactly what they're paying, you know.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so let me go ahead and get on that today then. And
I'll
be contacting you this week.
Yeah, take your time
with
it. I
can call Local Splash, right?
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you my direct line and extension on the Google Guaranteed side. That way you can get directly to me. Or if you just call Local Splash, just ask for extension 711, and they'll get you straight over to me.
You think you could just send that to me so I could have it?
Yeah, for sure. Let me send it to you right now. My thing is just, I don't know what's going on. It's like loading.
Well, I have a phone number. I'm not sure if you want to text it to me or whatever. Just however you go about it, it's fine. Email is fine or whatever.
Yeah. It's in the email already, but I'm going to text it to you.
Just give me one
second, though. It's just kind of loading. So expect it to be there in like 2 to 3 minutes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It'll be the
no
same number for Local Splash. It just has my extension on it. Okay?
Okay, cool. All right, sure.
All right, awesome, Steven. Yeah, if you have any additional questions too, always like feel free to text, email, call, whichever is easier for you. Okay.
Okay, cool. I appreciate you. I'll be talking to you very shortly.
All right, sounds good, Steven. Have a great rest of your day, sir.
You too. Bye bye.
All right, bye.